Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries to hold emergency meeting today in response to Israel's recent strikes in Qatar. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrives in Israel to discuss war in Gaza as Israeli forces intensify ground operations. Senior advocate Sabita Bhandari appointed as the new Attorney General of Nepal. Romania says Russian drone entered its airspace, second NATO country to experience such incursion this week. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan by 7 wickets in Asia Cup at Dubai. Skipper Surya Kumar Yadav dedicates the victory to Indian Armed Forces. And now the news in detail. Leaders from Arab Islamic nations are meeting today to discuss a possible joint response to Israel's recent strike in Doha that killed 6 people, including 5 Hamas members and a Qatari security officer. Among the leaders attending will be Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will also be in Doha, but his presence at the meeting is yet to be confirmed. Ahead of the meeting, Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani strongly condemned Israel, calling the attack state terrorism and warning it undermined mediation efforts for a ceasefire in Gaza. He said the strike happened while Qatar was hosting official negotiations with Israel's knowledge aimed at stopping the war. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Israel yesterday following the Israeli airstrike in Doha, targeting Hamas leaders. The strike drew international criticism, especially from Washington, which called it a unilateral move against a key ally. Rubio's visit comes as Israeli forces intensify operations in Gaza City, aiming to eliminate Hamas. Palestinian officials report that at least 30 residential buildings were destroyed and thousands displaced. Israel plans to seize the city, where nearly 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Rubio is expected to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss hostage negotiations and Gaza's reconstruction. Meanwhile, Arab states will convene an emergency summit in Qatar today to address the crisis. In the West Bank, Netanyahu signed a deal to expand settlements, drawing warnings from the UAE that it could jeopardize the Abraham Accords. Aid groups warn that a full Israeli takeover of Gaza City could worsen the humanitarian disaster. U.S. and Chinese officials are set to resume high-level talks in Madrid today to discuss on easing tensions over trade, tariffs and technology. The discussions follow a 6-hour session at Spain's Foreign Ministry yesterday, bringing together U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Trade Representative Jamison Greer, while the other side had Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng and Chief Negotiator Li Zhengang. This marks the 4th such meeting in as many months after earlier gatherings in Geneva, London and Stockholm. The two sides are trying to prevent further breakdown in relations after years of tariffs under President Donald Trump. Trump recently extended existing tariffs on Chinese goods, totaling about 55% until 10th of November. Senior advocate Sabita Bhandari has been appointed as the new Attorney General of Nepal. She is the first woman to be appointed the Attorney General of the Himalayan nation. In a press statement, Pradeep Kumar Koirala, spokesperson of the Office of the President, informed that President Ramchandra Podail had appointed Bhandari to the post on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sushila Karki in accordance with Article 157(2) of the Constitution. Bhandari's appointment comes following the resignation of former Attorney General Ramesh Badal, who had been appointed to the post on 17th of July 2024. President Podail approved Badal's resignation on Sunday, which took effect on 9th of September. Romania has reported that a Russian drone entered its airspace, marking the second NATO country this week to experience such an incursion. A report.
The Romanian Ministry of Defense stated that Romanian fighter jets, which were already monitoring a Russian attack on Ukraine, tracked the drone near Ukraine's southern border. The Romanian Ministry of Defense clarified that its Air Force, using two F-16 jets, detected the Russian drone while monitoring the border with Ukraine. According to the ministry, the drone did not fly over populated areas and did not pose an immediate threat. However, Moscow has not yet responded to Romania's claims. Earlier this week, Poland reported downing at least three Russian drones that had crossed into its airspace. Russia's Ministry of Defense denied any intention to target Polish facilities. Meanwhile, Belarus, a close ally of Russia, suggested that the drones entering Polish airspace were the result of accidental navigation errors due to jamming of their systems. Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. In US, the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards are taking place at the Peacock Theatre in Los Angeles, bringing all the glamour, star power and excitement to the stage. Indian viewers can watch the show live, which started this morning. Leading the nominations this year is Apple TV's Severance with 27 nods, followed by The Penguin with 24, The Studio with 23 and The Pitt making a strong debut with 13. Among the early winners, Trammell Tillman won the award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series for his role in Severance. Catherine Lanasa earned her first ever Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series for The Pitt. India extended their unbeaten run in the Asia Cup with a commanding 7-wicket victory over arch rivals Pakistan in a Group A encounter at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last evening. After winning the toss and electing to bat, Pakistan made only 127 runs in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, India chased down the target with 25 balls to spare. Opener Abhishek Sharma provided an explosive start with a quick fire 31 off just 13 deliveries, while captain Surya Kumar Yadav anchored the innings with a steady unbeaten 47 to seal the win. We have a report.
In his post-match remarks, Captain Surya Kumar Yadav dedicated the victory to India's armed forces, referencing the Pahalgam terror attack. He said the team stood with the victims' families and expressed solidarity with the military personnel engaged in the operations.
We actually stand with all the victims of Pahalgam terror attack, and we stand with their families also, express our solidarity. Also, we dedicate this win to our brave armed forces who took part in Operation Sindoor.
The win followed India's dominant performance against the UAE, where they bowled out the host for just 57 runs. With the spot in the Super Fours nearly secure, India aimed to maintain their momentum and fine-tune their combinations ahead of the knockout stages. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The Indian women's hockey team put up a spirited performance in the Women's Asia Cup 2025 in Hangzhou, finishing with a proud silver medal. Despite a tough 1-4 result against host China in the final yesterday, the team's journey to the title clash highlighted their determination, teamwork and rising stature in Asian hockey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian women's hockey team on securing a silver medal. India's Anand Kumar Velkumar made history by winning country's first ever senior medal at the Speed Skating World Championships, claiming bronze in the 500-meter plus D sprint. The Indian benchmark indices opened on the flat note with a positive bias on today, on the back of positive domestic inflation data and growing expectations of a U.S. Federal Reserve rate cut. The Sensex was up 4.5 points at 81,909, and the Nifty was up 4.15 points at 25,118 in the early trade today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries to hold emergency meeting today in response to Israel's recent strikes in Qatar. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrives in Israel to discuss war in Gaza as Israeli forces intensify ground operations. Senior advocate Sabita Bhandari appointed as the new Attorney General of Nepal. Romania says Russian drone entered its airspace, second NATO country to experience such incursion this week. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan by 7 wickets in Asia Cup at Dubai. Skipper Surya Kumar Yadav dedicates the victory to the Indian Armed Forces. And that is the end of this news bulletin.